Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour number two of Show and Vern. I am Ron the Show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont, Vern Yeer, and Steve Serna is in the building. Really good show lined up for you today. We've had a lot of fun so far. You want to go to the 610sports.com or the radio.com app. As we will do every month, every day this week at 10:30, we unveiled from our 610 Sports Combines the vertical leap. Serta finished sixth. Vern finished second. Very respectable finish. And I was dead last. And we see what Mr. Spector is trying to do personally. I can see what's going on here.
You're making it about yourself. No. Do you think that he lied about the numbers?
Right.
No, I don't think he lied about it. I'm just the overall.
So this whole 610 combine was an elaborate plan to embarrass you?
What Shaq's character in Blue Chips was saying about those tests. Bill Self, this game Saturday was a microcosm of what, to me, what has been this season. And I said this a month ago, and I didn't just settle on this, and I put this out, did a video on Twitter. You catch at Ronnie H Show, R-O-N-N-I-E-H Show. You can follow me. You can see. I'll put out videos from time to time, put a video at the half. And I said this. This has been Bill Self's worst coaching job since he's been at Kansas. Not saying that he has been god-awful. Obviously, they are in the hunt, sort of, and they'll be in the tournament. They'll be a top five seed. But especially for him, the Hall of Famer, when you got arguably the best player in the conference on your team, the guy who leads the league in double-doubles, points, and rebounds, got one of the best freshmen in the country, and you're Bill Self. This has been, from his standpoint, I would even argue awful from his standpoint. And the game Saturday was a microcosm of it. They had a full week off. A full week. They had not played since they played West Virginia last Saturday, who they blew out. Rested. This was the biggest game of the season. And they came in. And listen, he is great. He is a Hall of Famer, Vern. He should be able to leave Kansas unless he gets caught up like Rick Pitino. He should be able to leave Kansas, Vern, whenever he wants to. But if you're just being real, when you look at what that game was about Saturday, and mind you, it's not the first time that Kansas has looked like that, those things all point in the avenue to me, majority-wise, into the coach. Now, the players, yes, they have to accept their issues and their blame for what they did. But when you come out after a week off, rested, in the biggest game, and you come out with absolutely no passion, no energy, not the first time if you've watched Kansas that they've come out in games like this, appearing to have breakdowns offensively and defensively. Yes, they were hot and hit threes, but sure as hell, Kansas sure wasn't guarding them. There were multiple occasions where Kansas ran away from their best shooters and just let them shoot. Offensively, they appeared like they had never seen Texas Tech's defense before. Defensively, they appeared to have never seen some of the plays that they run, even though they play this team twice a year, every year. They looked unprepared. They looked like they had no fire and emotion and were ready for a game of this magnitude. And to me, a big point of that points to the head coach. Just like in the first half of the Chiefs-Patriots AFC Championship game, with the way the Chiefs came out and the way their offense and game plan and strategy looked, you got to put a lot of that on Andy Reid and the coaching staff, because how the hell do they come out looking like that? And like I said, Vern, this isn't the first time. There have been, If you look at some of the issues, and obviously he cannot control injuries, but if you look at some of the issues, he's played a part in it. The Silvio D'Souza stuff. As we've said, Vern, he's not free and clear of this. He's played a part in this. The way that he has handled his bench, the way he has handled the strategy of the game. Go look at the K-State game. How the hell does this Mitch Lightfoot not play in the second half after he recorded a double-double halfway to a double-double in the first half and turned the game around? Doesn't play a second in the second half. There have been games where you just like, what the hell? He's going to go to the hills of hell with Quentin Grimes? He went at and said, he said at the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, he looked before conference, looked at his team and looked at his guards, looked at Charlie Moore and looked at KJ Lawson and looked at Quentin Grimes and looked at Legero Vick and looked at Marcus Garrett and said, yeah, he can be redshirted. We don't need him. He's a guy we don't need. He's admitted to making mistakes. He's a great coach. This year has not been it.
Here's what Bill had to say after the game about that.
I disagree with you. I think we did show up ready. So I totally disagree with you. I just think we played bad. I mean, and I think they played great. They were terrific. They beat anybody in the country tonight. But certainly we contributed to them playing well. But it wasn't because we didn't show up ready. Don't go there with that.
It sure as hell looked like you didn't show up ready. Missing assignments. And they've done it before. We sat there and watched the K-State game. They kicked off the game with two missing assignments, leaving people wide open. They didn't have any energy. They didn't have any fight at all. And to me, your coach has to be ready for that. Your coach has to have you ready, especially in college, and especially when it's the coach of that, a Hall of Fame coach of that level.
I guess I don't know what. Are you mad at Bill for the season? Are we talking about Saturday? Because we went into this weekend, you went into this weekend, basically saying there's no chance they win both these games. That game on Saturday, tonight's game, 7 o'clock against Kansas State here on 610 Sports Radio. Again, it seems to me as if you have unfair expectations for a team that you yourself has said is not as talented as really any club that's come through Lawrence in the last decade. You've said this team is so unlike any other squad that we've seen in Lawrence of late, and yet you're holding them to a standard like those KU teams previously. Acknowledge what you're watching. Acknowledge the team on the court. No. They're not a classic KU team because of injuries, because of underperformances, because of suspensions. There's plenty of reasons why they're down, and a down year means your 14 consecutive conference titles ends and you finish top four in the conference. That's who they are. They're a top 14 in the conference.
To your initial question, it's both. All that stuff you're saying is true, and I am the opinion that Bill Self has played a part in a lot of all of that stuff. He has not helped in those manners. And Saturday, you could say, oh, this is a bad team, or this isn't a team like the Kansas ones. Not the way they came out and got their asses handed to them like that. They came out, that don't have nothing to do with the skill level. They came out not knowing what they were supposed to do, confused as if they had never seen Texas Tech before, and they had no passion or power or any type of want to or fight in the game. That is different than just getting your ass kicked. Okay, that is different than that. They have routinely had this happen, not just their talent and their skill level. And don't give me this. Like, this isn't the best that these other Big 12 teams have been. Texas Tech has had better teams than this. Oklahoma's had better teams than this. Texas has had better teams than this. Iowa State has been. So don't give me that. They still have talent on this team. And
they're top four. And they were in it until the final four games of the season.
And he has had his worst, not saying that he's awful, he has had his worst year, and he has been as much.
But he's also had his worst talent.
I would debate that. The 2012 team, to me, is worse than this one, talent-wise. They're coming off the bench with Kevin Young and Connor Tehan. He has not been, when your team has come out multiple times confused and not ready to play, to me, you've got to look at the coach, especially if he is a Hall of Fame coach like Bill Self.
From the 913, Bill Self has not even received a technical foul yet this year. He is not invested this season like other years. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. From the 913, I've said since day one, Bill Self is an average coach, cannot teach fundamentals. But because it's Kansas, he gets great players.
And I'm not, and I don't agree with any of that. I'm talking about just this year, and that game was ridiculous. That game, and him to come out and say they were ready, I'm sure, whatever, you got to save face. You can't have a week off and come out looking like that. And if you do, you got to look at the Hall of Famer on the sideline.
Sunflower Showdown tonight. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock right here on your home for K-State Athletics, 610 Sports Radio. Here's Serena Williams last night at the Oscars.
When we're young, we all have dreams of what we can accomplish in life. Having the dream is easy. Making it come true is hard. Whether that dream is becoming an actor, a tennis player, or a singer like Allie in A Star is Born. In tonight's tech nominee for Best Picture, we see through Allie's eyes the highs and the low on the journey to stardom. There's the rush of fame, the pressure of success, and the heartache that comes with sacrificing love for career or career for love. Mm. This is A Star is Born. Mm.
What a weekend for Serena.
I couldn't believe how nervous she was sounding nervous during this. And I understand it's
she
a
had
big
that thing. Commercial, and then this, she didn't sound nervous. She's Serena freaking Williams.
I know it. Especially if you watch it and you can hear the shaking of her voice. I was surprised. Like she was nervous. She sounded really nervous, especially watch the film with it. I was surprised how nervous she was at this. And I understand it.
I'm saying she was nervous. I watched it and I just listened to it. And
you can hear the trembles. Nothing wrong with that. I understand. I'd be nervous. No, I wouldn't. But I mean, I could understand the trembles. But yeah, she was. You don't think she sounded nervous?
She didn't sound nervous.
You didn't see her at all. God.
And who are you to talk about trembles?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That was you.
I had a tremble.
When did Serena get caught up like that?
She sounded nervous.
Ron, she is the biggest female athlete.
I totally agree. That's why I was kind of surprised she sounded nervous.
I bet she's been at award shows before.
Right.
She's definitely been at the ESPYs before.
Play it again.
I don't think she was that nervous about the Oscars.
Yeah, I don't know why she was. She wasn't. She was.
All right, here we go.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that was you. Sorry about that. Here we go.
When we're young, we all have dreams of what we can accomplish in life. Clean. Having the dream is easy. Making it come true is hard. Whether that dream is becoming an actor, a tennis player, or a singer Allie in A Star is Born.
Right there. Easily right there.
In tonight's tech nominee for Best Picture, we see through Allie's eyes the highs and the low on the journey to stardom.
Boy, go watch that.
There's the rush of fame, the pressure of success, and the heartache that comes with sacrificing love for career or career for love.
She crushed it.
Serena felt that
she
pressure.
Maybe she was just
trying not to cry because she loves A Star is Born.
Good call.
So you think it was tears?
A sad movie.
Yeah. You think it was the tears?
Yeah.
So you did hear it?
No.
You did.
She didn't sound nervous to me though. But if you could take anything from that, I think she was just holding the tears.
She was emotional.
In.
Do you think she was holding the tears in?
She's allowed to be emotional.
I could take that. Maybe she was. There was a tremble in the throat. And if you watched her, she actually had sweat. Right down going.
In her cleavage.
You know how hot it gets up there with all those lights shining on you?
From the 785, Ron, I know you would be nervous too if Bradley Cooper's beautiful eyes were looking right at you as well.
I probably would too. Bradley's starting to look like Robin Williams to me. I don't know why.
Robin Williams is dead.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.